Welcome. You're listening to Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. If you'd like to join the conversation, yes, we're live. It's Friday, and the president opened up the government today. If you don't believe me, we're live. We know.
Well,
it's open.
Sort of.
It's open for business for 2 weeks, and then we'll see. It's probably business from now on, but we'll let that stuff sort itself out. In February is what that's coming to. Yeah. If you want to join the conversation, let's talk about your money, your mutual funds, your exchange-traded funds, ETFs, your market accounts, your 401ks, maybe that path. Where are you on the path? You know, one of the most important things we have to try to do is generate income that will not run out too soon. The phone number is 504-260-0995. You can email, text us, call us through the app. Most of you have smartphones. I see those flip phones once in a while, so I don't know what you do with them other than call somebody.
I see them, but I don't understand how these people get along.
Yeah, and they're, I don't know, they might be some disguise. It's really a smartphone, but it's in disguise. I don't know. But you can use the app. Go download it to your smartphone, to your pad, your tablet, computer, and reach out to us that way as well.
And when you get that embedded chip, we want you to download it straight to your brain, like in the Matrix. Hey, we'll do some of the... I was just kidding. There's not an embedded chip. We'll do some of the new stuff later in the show. I want to start, though, with this list, because this is just going to be a quickie, Gregory. But a guy who was a financial advisor, and then he became a blogger and sort of a public speaker, and, you know, used to just go around doing the speaking circuits at conventions. Well, he retired 10 years ago, and then he came out of retirement just to write a little article saying, hey, I retired 10 years ago, and I used to tell people what it was going to be like. Here's what it's really like. And so I just thought it'd be a great little follow-up here. This was in Market Watch, and it just got published this afternoon. Cute little list here, though. Let me bounce some of these off of you, Gregory. Things the financial advisor slash public speaker was surprised about in retirement. Number one, no matter how well you've prepared and how generous your sources of retirement income is, money will still always be on your mind. You will still always worry about the financial what-ifs. That doesn't go away in retirement, Gregory. Once you have your plan set, you're still going to worry about money, even if you have a plan, even if the math works out. You're still going to have some sort of concern. What if I have a major health issue?
Oh, just flip the switch and not worry about it ever? There has to be concerns on effects. Life is about change. How you manage your accounts, how you view them. Think about retirement. It's over 30 years. It's a long time. We don't know what we're going to face. You don't know what you're going to face in healthcare costs. We don't know what we're going to face in inflation. And that's one reason on the guided planning system that we have is to see where we're always headed on the path in the future. So that's why we will always be looking at forward 15 years from wherever we're at any point in the future. So you have an idea. So and that's why it's interactive planning, which is unique. They'll print a book or say, hey, here's your plan, and assuming it all's going to stay the same. Tax rates are going to change. So that can affect healthcare costs, premiums, you know, your car. You got that new Jeep Rubicon. Case of flooding, or you wind up going off-road.
They still make those?
You know, roads fall apart. Yeah, they make Jeeps. I'm just exaggerating a little bit here, but I'm just telling you, that Jeep's not going to last 30 years.
All right, I know you're going to like the second one on the list. He's more convinced than ever of the importance of having an emergency fund, some emergency money, but he wants to remind people, look, if you ever have to use your emergency money, you also have to have the ability to replenish your emergency fund.
A and B, you need to have an emergency fund, and you have to have an ability to maybe tick up income or take a distribution. That's another reason in the guided planning system we look at, you know, what happens with me mentally. I've crunched the numbers, but when we put them on there for you to see, my eyes do this thing. Okay, there's where we are now. Where are we in 10 years? And then I'll look at where we are in 15 years. Why I want to see more. We don't know if you're going to have, and I'm typically factoring in increases in income, even though you might not need them. I'm factoring those in, but I still want to see a larger number 10 years out, 15 years out. Why? We need a cushion because of those changes. And one of the reasons might be we may need to take some distributions to replenish the emergency fund.
He also wants to update the three-legged stool. It used to be a pension, Social Security, and personal savings. Now it's your 401k slash IRA, Social Security, and you're going to need something else. I mean, it could be personal savings. It could be a max funded
plan. Well, we define it as a lot of legs, and that's why I talk about multiple streams of income. And it's right. If you've got the three-legged stool, which isn't enough, that is multiple streams of income. So it can be that pension, that 401k, that Roth, Social Security, and then you probably should have another stream of money that's not being taxed. And you've got his and her Social Security. So, yeah, we should have a number. You know, it's like, okay, I've got me a bar here. How many stools can I put at it? Well, I can put three stools. How many legs on the stool? Say they are three-legged. My stools have four legs. And I don't know how many of them. We got three of them at the bar in the house. And so times four, three times four is 12. That's 12 legs. You know, that's kind of where you're getting somewhere on streams of income.
All right. And his next one, he says maintaining your lifestyle isn't as easy as it looks. And his explanation is a little long. I'll shorten it. It sounds like when everyone says how much are you going to need a month, they sort of short themselves in the entertainment category, and they short themselves in the luxury category, because you're asking people what do you need a month, not what they want, not what'll happen if you put money in their pocket and have them walk through the mall. So he again, a little more cushion needed if you actually want to maintain your lifestyle and live frugal.
You can't just add up the bills, and this is one thing. You know, I there's two core questions: how much do you need, how much do you want? Well, we would like to fulfill the want, or the want would be a lateral move from working to retirement. So, and one say, looking at that is what is your outflow average the past 6 months or the 12? So that does include entertainment and dining out. Now, if you're going to like, well, we want to hit a cruise, we want to take a, you know, big vacation every year since we're retired, a little bit more than what we've done while working, you might need to adjust for that. If your assets can't quite support that, then we're getting, what do you need to make it work?
Well, three of these first four recommendations all have to do with building in a little bit more margin into your plan than just trying to spend every dime that you have coming back. But he says one of the things that really helped him out is he denied the standard advice, the common sense, or the common misconception that you should aim to replace 80% of your income. And he went ahead and came up with a plan that replaced 100% of his income. And he says without that, he doesn't know if he'd be able to maintain what he's got going on.
Well, I think that should be a goal to replace 100%.
Is that a common wisdom
of your
thing,
income?
Though?
So when we're talking about what are we bringing home each month, that's the income. Now you go, well, my gross pay is this. Well, you were putting $20,000 a year into your 401k. Okay, so that's part of your gross pay. And you're not paying all these Social Security tax and stuff like that in your payroll. So it's kind of what are you netting? And then we'll bring back in, well, this is where you need to be gross income because of taxes, where you are on that. But we have been talking a little while about this is adding margin to your life. So adding margin to your retirement, adding margin to your income. Why? You still need to see growth in those assets through retirement. This can't be something that just levels off for 30 years. It's not going to work out on the back end.
Number five, inflation is a real thing on his list. And the only suggestion he really has, because we all know it's coming, we all know the value of money is just going to erode over time. But he says one of the best things he can think of to deal with that now that he's been in retirement is if you could have some untouched money that is set aside, that turns on later in retirement to be that inflation hedge, to give yourself a raise in retirement, that's that's really the best thing he can think of to deal with inflation, or one of the better ways to deal with inflation that he has here. And you come up with plans like that, too. For a lot of people, the IRA ends up being that raise they get in retirement when the required minimum distributions kick in.
Well, that's part of the multiple streams of income. We shouldn't be turning on everything right out the gate and tasking everything. And it was a discussion the other day, real-life case, where they're going to retire, and then in 4 years, they're turning on her Social Security. And then I believe 4 years later, his turns on at FRA. Maybe 3 years difference between them, but his turns on. No, they're the same age. It's just he's going to wait to FRA. She's turning hers on. So 4 years after, then his Social Security turns on as well. And we do have the ability to ramp up more income as well. And that because there is margin.
The next thing on his list, things that surprised him when he made the transition to retirement, and now it's been 10 years, is the lifestyle change isn't so easy. All your work perks disappear. So, Gregory, how many times are you flying across the continent in first class? Because it's a business expense, and it's a write-off. And if you want to do that in retirement, maybe you're not going to get the write-off. You know, some of those perks are like when someone puts you up in the resort just so you'll speak at their convention. You know, those perks may start to diminish once you retire.
Yeah, and that just depends on the occupation. It's going to vary. You know, someplace furnishes your work clothes.
Yeah, I think the clothes might be covered. But I know what it is because we're in radio. So, you know, going to the iHeartRadio Music Festival or getting tickets to some concert that's in the Superdome or whatever, these things are going to, we're going to actually have to pay for these in the future at some point.
What, we're going to retire from doing this show and...
If we were to retire,
if we were, the
fantasy situation.
I hadn't planned on retiring from the show.
Here's one you've talked about before. You're going to lose about half your friends. Your true friends will stick around, but a lot of your friends for work or because of your influence or because they could get some sort of value out of you, a lot of those guys are going to go away.
Then you know who's left, huh? The real ones?
Just the true ones. But get ready for it. A lot of them are going to go away. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, Hall of Fame Financial Advisor. Would love to take your question. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I taste tequila. Baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor, I sorority t-shirt. The same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottles.
This is Winning at Life. Yeah, it's the Daily Wrap. We're wrapping up Friday, wrapping up the week. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the weekly wrap. I have got a lot of content tomorrow for you. Can you hang with us for 3 hours? If you miss some of it, you know, we're going to have the podcast up beginning of the week, probably Monday on that. I think the turnaround's pretty quick on that. A lot of stuff to talk about with you tomorrow on your money, making money, creating tax-free income, building multiple streams of income. Some discussions about your taxes as well. Who's our guest in the middle hour tomorrow?
Okay, this is Dwayne Stein, and Dwayne's actually coming on at a perfect time because while the shutdown was going on, there were a couple programs that had been slowed down, mortgage programs, like a rural development loan. You couldn't get one, or they wouldn't process it.
Turns out these non-essential employees we tend to have seem to be, a heck of a lot of them are actually essential. So well, I don't know who judged that.
Sort of. Do we really need... Look, it's a program that lets you buy with no money down, but Dwayne was actually enjoying the shutdown because everyone else had their program shut down, and since he's his own entity, he came up with other programs and went to his investors, and they crafted other ways to get these people in
the
homes.
That is pretty awesome. I can't wait to hear about some of that.
Yeah, so he kind of had an advantage during the shutdown, and you know, fingers crossed there's going to be a little three-week reprieve, but it may go back to fun times for Dwayne if this thing doesn't get resolved by February 15th.
Well, he might be bombed out tomorrow, huh, with that news that came today. It's like, now I've got competition again.
Yeah, well, for a whole month though, he was doing things other people couldn't do, and so I mean that's why you like him. He's an eagle.
He's going to be on at the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow. We start at 10, we go till 1, and for some reason, if you're having to get away, from the air feed, like your car radio is kind of what I'm referring to there. You can get us on the stream through the Winning at Life app and iHeartRadio as well. A lot of stuff to listen to. So you can keep in touch by going to the smartphone, back to your air feed in the car, in the house, such as that. The phone number to join the conversation now is 504-260-0995. So that's great for the middle hour of the show tomorrow. And, you know, interest rates have gone down as well for them during this shutdown.
And see, the interest rates are the same thing we're saying about taxes. Interest rates are temporarily on sale. We know they're going to go up. We know they necessarily have to go up in the near term, in the medium term. And same thing with taxes. They got to go up.
If you're listening to some of the business financial news, some of the talking heads, listening to Democrats, I know for some people it's hard to listen to, and it's for some people it's hard to listen to the GOP side. But the talk on the Dem side is where we've been having a president and a Congress the previous 2 years talk about taxes going down, tax breaks such as that. The House is, the language is, raise taxes. Well, they can't really do that without the Senate and president signing off on it. But it just tells you that this discount that we have 8 more years of, and it automatically ends, and everybody bumps back up about 3% on taxes, unless that's made permanent. And even if it's permanent, it can be undone if you get enough votes in the House and the Senate and a president that will sign it. So when we're having a tax discussion, we're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow as well. This is something you might want to see about taking advantage of now. That's why I've got this book. If you'll request it, I'll send it to you. I'm not just sending it out to everybody. It'd get quite expensive, but I can take care of enough of you that call the office and say, hey, I want to know about getting zero tax on some of my money. Maybe all of it, if you've got enough time to work that way. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, looking at money different. It's even about how can you shift IRA money from being taxable distributions to, we still would have to create a taxable distribution, but how we can take those distributions is grow them and turn that into tax-free income down the road. So I've got a book for you to read to start the conversation, and you just simply, you can use the app and reach out to the office by text or email through the app. Call the office as well. The office number is 504-832-9200. You can email my team, info@gregoryricks.com, and you can even text the show through the app. And basically what we're looking for, we kind of need a phone number. If you don't send the phone number, we'll email you back and ask for it. But we need your email address, and we need a mailing address. I'm not saying it's not a digital book. It's one of those old-fashioned ones that you open up, read it, you can highlight. I know you can do that on PDFs as well, and maybe digital. But this is a book. You're going to hold it.
You can spill your coffee on it.
You can spill your coffee on it. It's going to come to you through the mail, you know, the U.S. Postal Service. We're sending it, and if you request it, we'll get it out to you in a few days. It's not some turnaround that takes weeks or months.
All right, so President Trump announced a sort of temporary kind of deal to sort of temporary kind of end the shutdown.
So let me be very clear. We really have no choice but to build a powerful wall or steel barrier. If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
All right, so it sounds like February 15th, we're wall or bust, Gregory Ricks. I don't think this is the sort of stability and into the chaos that people were hoping for.
He has to know they're not giving him a wall. in the House of Representatives. So he has to have a game plan for that and has known that for a while. But I know you and I are on different
lines. We don't agree on everything, yeah.
And we don't agree on this, but what I started having concerns of yesterday, something bad happening, a tragedy or something, because we've got and you've got obviously essential workers because they have to go to work. They're just not getting paid. Some of those are air traffic controllers, TSA, prison guards, just all over. And these people probably work in extra shifts. And if they aren't, they're still going there doing their regular day. But you know what? If I had to tell you, look, I'm going to start paying you again, James, but I'm just having to pause it for a while. I'm dealing with management, compliance, suitability, and we'll get you money, but you got to keep working. And then a month goes by, like, have you got all that work out? No, I'm still working on it, but, you know, and I'll do my best to get this wrapped up, and I'm pretty sure I'll be able to pay you the back pay as well. How would you be feeling after about 6 weeks of that?
I feel
you may well be coming to work, but you're not a happy camper. So that's part of it too, right? I'm assuming. So I started having concerns like that, and then wake up this morning, LaGuardia and other airports are having problems. Planes are being delayed, arriving and take off. And this problem was probably a bit bigger than what was being told, but it was ramping up. You're basically probably, you go a couple more weeks, you're shutting down the air system and such. Just people are going to quit showing up for work, not getting paid. How long can you go like that? Now, they get paid pretty good, the air traffic controllers, so maybe they have some emergency savings and stuff. But I just felt we were drawing out of time. Somebody's got to try to do something. So Trump came through, and he has a plan.
Can I tell you, I'm sad
you
to see it
Pelosi's
go.
Pelosi's giving him a wall. But I liked his language. He says, what we're going to have is a smart wall. You're going to, you can do these, what are the little flying machines?
The drones?
Yeah, the drones, cameras, satellites looking in. You know, you've got people patrolling. But you still need a wall to go with all that. And I totally get that. You know, at home, I have a fence around my house, but I have some cameras. I don't have any mean dogs or anything. I might get one. I'll tell you, I've got some mean dogs, too.
See, you're relieved. I'm sad to see the shutdown go. I was enjoying it. It's the most successful shutdown in America.
It is the longest ever, so you got to witness that, and you have to be happy. I know you threw a big party and didn't invite me when it broke and became the longest
day.
Who
told you?
Word gets around.
See, but look, not only did we have almost five glorious weeks of partial federal government shutdown. I mean, when we talk about government shutdown, 26% of one of the layers of government, not local, not county, not state, just the federal, just 20% of that. So to call it a shutdown was a stretch anyway. But we did just finish the fifth straight week of gains in the Dow and S&P. 5 weeks in a row. What did it do the 5 weeks before the shutdown?
Go down?
Yeah, it looked like a black diamond ski slope.
Well, I guess it's going down again.
Probably is. This is going to end the streak. You watch. But look, this is setting up another. They just punted it till February 15th. So I hope we get to do all this again next month. I really enjoyed this.
We will see. They're not giving him his wall, so he has to have another plan.
All right, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. James Parker's here as well. We have a Saturday edition tomorrow from 10 to 1. You know what? Tell your friends about us, what we do here. Let's start a movement. more people joining the Winning at Life Nation, learning stuff about your money every day, every week, every month, every year. Hey, if you want to learn more about, hey, how to create tax-free income, reach out to us to get the book. What are we covering this segment? We're at
numbers.
We've got two segments.
I meant to do it in the last segment because we were talking about the news of the day, but we kind of
Speaking of walls, you know that Venezuela president?
Maduro, yeah.
Maduro. Bet he has a wall.
Around
his house,
sure does.
Palace, whatever it is he has.
Yeah, bet he does.
I bet it keeps people out because that's why he's still in power.
Numbers now.
It works. You think his wall works?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
The numbers.
Hey there. Welcome to the numbers segment on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. This is where we give you a snapshot of what happened in the financial world today. While you were out winning it life, you can follow along on the exact same charts and graphs I'm looking at. You go to winningitlife.com or download the Winning It Life app, and yeah, there is a little numbers section there. And here it is. It's so sad to see the shutdown go, but it left us a beautiful gift. Five straight weeks of gains in the Dow and S&P, and we managed to pull off some gains here on the last day. But hey, it was higher before Trump went out and announced that there was a deal for the shutdown. Actually, the numbers went down. The Dow and S&P went down as he was talking, and then when Schumer and Pelosi came out and did their little sort of rebuttal to the agreement, it didn't bounce on that. It kind of went down a little again. So it was up, though.
We had lower lows, lower highs, basically, on the Dow today.
So the end of the shutdown was bad news for stocks. But the Dow was up 0.75%, S&P up 0.85%, NASDAQ up 1.3%. So nice round of gains other than the bad news about the shutdown ending.
Let's see. 10-year treasuries really showing no change at 2.761. Oil at $53.55 a barrel. That's crude oil. Brent crude, $61.51 a barrel. Gold, over $1,300 an ounce. How about that?
That's
$1,308.70. It has been a while since we've seen that. And we've got silver, over $15. It's at $15.75 an ounce. How about those two?
Well, is there any explanation for gold being
zero dividend generating?
Right.
Metals.
Always a good point. But look, it was up a big chunk today. Was there some news I missed on gold?
It's probably the effect of the government getting back up and running. Like, now it's creating worries. Gold's a safe haven, you know.
What about the Fed saying that they're
thinking? And then the silver. You know, I saw a commercial. They found a hoard of silver coins. Hoard.
You know, more
hoards
means
are rarely found. That cracks me up. We found a hoard of silver dollars. You should have some in your investment or whatever.
Wouldn't that hurt the price?
I'm being sarcastic here, folks. It just cracks me up how they describe it.
All right, the short sheet is almost unanimously green, with a couple of stragglers hanging out there. One that's on the short sheet that I want you to look at, though, Gregory. This was a tip that came from a caller in a show like a year and a half ago. Remember the bottom stock there, ResMed? Down 20% today. I might have to do a little searching on that and tell you the story for tomorrow's Saturday show. But whenever a stock loses 20% in one day, there's got to be some explanation somewhere. You see that one?
I'm sorry. I was just looking at emails. All these people calling in for the book about creating tax-free income. That excites me, tax-free income. Let me jump over back here to the numbers.
Do you remember the story behind this stock? It was a tip from a listener about a year and a half ago, something we stuck on the bottom of the short sheet just to sort of make a point.
Yeah, had a bad day.
Boy, did it.
We don't own it.
You don't own anything. Right? How many positions
We made a bunch of money on RMD. It's not required minimum distribution. It's ResMed Inc. So, yeah, they had a bad day.
Man, it was a nice little run-up for a while there. All right. I'll find that story for you. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Gregory. I'll get ResMed. Oh, disappointing quarterly results. You know, that's kind of a shock because so much of the earnings season has been positive. Double-digit growth so far in the year-over-year numbers compared to what these companies that are reporting did for their fourth quarter reports that we saw last year this time. They're up over 10, about 12%, and that's beating expectations right there, Gregory.
Yeah, Ford had a nice move up today as well. So, you know, them, you know, their numbers coming out pretty good. I think, look, Ford, you know, when you go look back past several years, lower lows, lower highs, or I could say it this way, lower highs, lower lows, it has been the trend. And with them reshaping, optimistic that they might turn that around and start making a bunch of money and drive that stock up.
Okay, so did you see the news today that the federal officials, or the officials at the Federal Reserve Bank, they're closer to a decision about ending the reduction of its holdings on its balance sheet?
Yeah, they're talking about stopping at $3.5 trillion.
What's up with that?
Because it's not working good unwinding it.
It's working fine. The economy's growing. We just had the lowest unemployment claims since 10 years before I was born last week. 199,000 new unemployment claims. That's the lowest since 1960.
Okay, but you remember Greenspan talked about the data they're looking at coming in. They're seeing the effects of it. It's affecting the stock market. You just can't. Just rapidly, it's the same thing as rapidly increasing interest rates. To keep doing that is problematic. You don't want to stall things. You know, stopping at $3.5 trillion, that's about taking a trillion out of supply. That's a big amount of money in doing so. Maybe you should catch your breath and see how things are settling. I just don't think you should keep doing that because you have no basis. When was this done before in history?
Well,
it wasn't.
Yeah, they definitely haven't done this before in history, but who says we're supposed to have that on the balance sheet? And
well, who says, what did you say? Who says
that 3.5 is better off on the balance sheet?
Who says we have to pay it all off?
I guess nobody, but I don't know. Venezuela.
Well, they've always kept some. It's not like it's always a zero balance sheet.
Yeah.
It's always been money out there that they make use of. So it's an ongoing discussion we're going to have here in 2019.
Well, this makes me think of Palm Boy. Remember when she said, when you see the economy going the other way, you're not going to look for the Fed to lower rates. You're going to look for them to stop the quantitative tightening first. And so this was the actual next step that she pointed out.
Well, yeah. If this thing is headed the wrong way, they would pause the rate hikes. But for them to do easing, they would have to stop the unwinding of the balance sheet. That is exactly what she said, and which it only makes sense. What are you going to do, easing and keep unwinding the balance sheet? Then you're at a wash. You're not getting anything done. So are we getting a rate hike this first quarter? I don't think so.
Probably not. Yeah.
And might we in the second quarter? Don't know, but it also might be, if they stop unwinding the balance sheet and do pause it at 3.5, would we get future rate hikes in the near term? I think not. But doing both is problematic.
Another big question that came up today after the deal was announced to end the shutdown, at least temporarily, when will the federal workers get paid? Some of them are missing their second paycheck today because it's Friday, and it looks like most of them will get it by the middle of the week next week, and the next pay period for most federal workers is actually February 8th, the next paycheck, and they expect all of them to be made whole before then.
I would hope so. They have to cycle those payroll machines midweek, then by darn do it. Pay them.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Thank you.
got my chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right.
Welcome back.
Radio.
Winning at life. Yeah, this is the Daily Wrap, and we about wrap this up. We're just waiting for you to call, ask a question or two. Get your phones ready tomorrow. Get the phone, make the call. Typically, Saturday show really is dictated by you, the listeners, because you call and ask great questions. You know, one thing I was thinking about, and you can still call tonight. There's like 12 minutes. I need to talk into the mic majority of the time while doing the show. I was like moving away.
And you can hear it in your headphones, yeah.
Yeah, I'm away. I'm back. You know, I was thinking about life without football, and it has started. Well, no football this weekend. It ended.
I think there's,
for me, like at 6 o'clock last Saturday or something. I was in a different time zone. But it ended abruptly with the no call.
I think there's one more game, Gregory. I'm not sure, but
it's done. There's no more games. And that game that was after the NFC Championship, I don't know what happened. It got canceled or something.
They canceled
football
it. Wow.
Was over. Football was over.
Whoa.
So I guess college football starts back up, end of August? And NFL starts possibly several months after that.
Isn't there like supposed to be a new AAF that starts up next month or something? Is that this year or next year?
Is it one of those leagues that all plays are reviewable? Do they have a football league like that, that it's all correct?
Because if that's the case, then maybe football's not over.
Are they hiring blind refs in that league too?
Does the quarterback have to wear a dress in that league too? Because they basically make him wear a dress in the NFL.
Yeah, them and the receivers.
Somebody touched Tom Brady's shoulder. It was a rough in the passer. Did you see that?
I heard that.
It just kind of dusted him.
Somebody told me today that guy that didn't get penalized for head-to-head combat and he obviously didn't hit the receiver way early, he got some big fine today from the NFL.
For what?
On that play.
Did he say a bad word?
Well, maybe somebody looked at tape and said, yeah, he hit the guy head-to-head.
That's so weird because they didn't call it in the game.
Nobody saw it.
Because that would have been a crucial first down right there if that had been called during the... You mean they might have missed that one? The rest might have missed something.
Yeah, they may have missed something, but I'm just stating. You know, there's good things to do. Read a book every weekend. Or several chapters of book. Learn more. That book about creating tax-free income. Unwinding taxable IRA money. There's new rules now. And we've got a period of reduced taxes to take advantage of it. And yeah, all you high-income people listening to the show as well, they're coming for you. You can feel them. They're going to run you down and raise your taxes. So start planning and use what's in the code that they're highly unlikely to ever change. Because some of these rules that we talk about have just never been changed. And very highly unlikely would be there. So just, through the app, reach out to us. Hey, I want that tax-free book, info@gregoryricks.com, or call the office, 504-832-9200. And we're doing a three-hour extravaganza, which we do that every Saturday. It's not just tomorrow. It's every Saturday from 10 to 1. But we have that show we spun off from Winning at Life.
Yeah, the great Mortgage Gumbo.
Dwayne Stein's going to be on in the 11 o'clock hour talking about this advantage he's had for, 5 weeks in the marketplace because government shut down. And we're going to talk about the effect of low interest rates and where that might be going as well.
Well, look, it's moving to a seller's market. because some housing prices are going down. And about half of the metropolitan areas surveyed, they saw a slight decrease in the average home price. So right now you're in a delicate spot. If you're thinking about selling, sell now. If you're thinking about downsizing, downsize now. If you're thinking about getting a cash out refi or just getting a regular old refi and resetting your note, now is really a good time to do that. So that's just sort of the striking while the iron's hot. Bad news is if you're buying, you got to be super careful because there's a good chance you could be buying into a house. It's not going to go up much. And if you were expecting it to go up, that might make the difference on whether or not you were buying. So I don't want to say there's just going to be a bunch of winners without some losers in there. There's a trade-off. But he'll explain more of that tomorrow.
And look, I'm going to just throw this out there. I expect interest rates to start moving back up.
Oh, yeah. This is a temporary reprieve. This is a second chance at low interest rates.
Yeah.
So when we talk about what else is changing, you're talking about the mindset of the new people in charge down in Congress, or at least the House of Representatives. And I wanted to run a quick piece of audio by you where people are talking about wealth confiscation, not necessarily taxes. We're talking about going up and just taking 2% of everything you earn.
Do we live in a moral world that allows for billionaires? Is that a moral outcome in and
no,
of itself?
Mm-hmm. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not. I do think a system that allows billionaires to exist when there are parts of Alabama where people are still getting ringworm because they don't have access to public health is wrong.
Well, she is partially correct. Those people in Alabama, they got worms. That's actually...
I was wondering if she was just talking about maybe she must have public showers. You have to have public showers or something. I don't know how you get a ringworm. Anyhow, I would avoid that like the plague.
Well, I kind of.
But I don't think it's how. I don't know. Maybe it is happening in Alabama. I
don't mind spreading the rumor.
She's just wacky, I think.
Yeah.
And don't take that personally, AOC and supporters of hers. But she does come up with some stuff that. It's not necessarily accurate.
Yeah, but if we can convince the people in California and up in the Northeast that we got a bunch of worms,
so they don't have people in New York, which is where she's at. They don't get ringworms up there in New York.
Gregory, they keep moving here, and they're not going to stop until we tell them we all got worms. But she followed this up with a policy statement that she would support a 2% wealth tax on anybody who has more than $10 million. And if you have more than $1 billion, it would be a 3% wealth tax, which if you're Jeff
Bezos... So you're not taxed on income or stock. You're just... We're going to tax you if you're worth this. Is it a one-time thing, or they do that every year?
Every year.
Well, they're going to whittle it down eventually.
I know just that. You know that.
Just a wealth tax has nothing to do with income made or anything. Just you're worth all that. We're taking 2%.
Yep.
Great. This sounds more and more like Venezuela.
Well, it does, actually. It sounds a lot like it. It sounds a lot like, you know, the Iron Curtain and the Man of Steel and Joseph Stalin and really... Fidel Castro. And yeah, I mean, how many people go through wealth confiscation to run socialist programs? But if you don't think you have a big old target on your back when you get assets, you need to wake up. And this just approach to taxes. I know this isn't going to pass, or at least anytime soon, but that is the mindset that is now walking the halls of Congress, and they're the ones with the power right now. So we were talking about maybe we'll get another tax cut in 2019. We're not talking about that at all anymore.
No, that changed back in November. So much has changed because of something that happened in November. Very impactful month, November of 2018 was. So I guess we're looking forward to November of 2020. Would that be accurate?
Yeah.
Is it 21?
No, you got it.
2020.
You got it right.
That's going to be a really big month again. Tells us where we're headed.
I like this, though, because we're having a more intelligent debate now. At least we're debating tax rates and revenues. I just remember in the last election, we were debating where certain people get to go to the bathroom. Remember that controversy? Didn't that leave a ridiculous taste in your mouth? Oh, I should be able to go to any baker in this country and get any kind of wedding cake I want at any time. These were the debates we were having before,
and you
Gregory.
You should be able to buy a wedding cake from whoever you want to. And I think all restrooms could well be dual, especially if you only have one in your business, then it is a dual use, men or women.
Yeah, well, look, the actual debate aside, look at the types of debates we're having now versus what we were having just 3 years ago. Isn't this at least better? We're debating tax policy and revenue and wealth confiscation and, you know, shutdown and essential workers and immigration policy, at least. So, all right, tell them about your day job, Gregory.
I'm a financial advisor. Fiduciary. Yeah, we use the F word around our office, fiduciary.
It's a big one.
It's putting you first, always putting you first, customer service first. You are number one to us because it's your money, and you're making a choice to add us to your team to help with that. And I'm a money manager, great team of people. If you'd like a deeper discussion about your situation, call my office, 504-832-9200 to see where we can dial you into the guided planning system. GregoryRicks.com.
You're home away from the show, winningitlife.com and the Winning It Life app. And Gregory, I Googled it over here. There is another football game in a couple Sundays.
I've not heard anything about any more.
We should
football.
Probably watch this just in case. All right. Hey, join us tomorrow morning, Saturdays, 10 to 1. We do the weekly wrap. I'm James Parker. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.